AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The bodies of 148 people, most of them students at a college in Kenya, have been brought to Nairobi, the capital, for identification. But the relative of a missing student says there's been little communication with authorities as families search for their loved ones.
We are kind of going through a lot of trauma, and we are taking it with hard feelings. It's like no one is caring for the feelings of the family's members.
A man searching for his nephew today said the young man's cell phone was switched off the night before the attack, and relatives haven't heard from him since.
Up to now, we haven't had any communication. That's why we are here, to check on whether we locate him, maybe one of the bodies.
President Obama offered Kenya's president his condolences today during a telephone call and said the terrorist attack won't deter his planned visit to his father's homeland in July. I'm Ross Simpson.